Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth.
I am very glad to see you. Good even, sir. But what, in faith, make you from Wittenberg?
My lord, I came to see your father's funeral.
I pray thee, do not mock me, fellow student. I think it was to see my mother's wedding.
Indeed, my lord, it followed hard upon.
Thrift, thrift, Horatio. The funeral baked meats did coldly furnish forth the marriage tables. Would I had met my dearest foe in heaven, or ever I had seen that day, Horatio.
Hamlet is talking to probably his closest friend. Horatio is somebody who is from, not from Elsinore, not from Denmark, not, or possibly from Denmark, but not from the world of Hamlet's family. Horatio comes from the world of Hamlet's life outside of Denmark, from Wittenberg, from the university, a fellow student, a fellow scholar, and certainly a fellow philosopher, but most importantly, a good friend. Horatio hardly speaks to anybody else in the play other than Hamlet, the odd word here and there, but most of the time he only speaks to Hamlet. And Hamlet trusts Horatio completely. It's a very important bond in the play that Hamlet has one person that he can trust. Horatio has turned up probably for the funeral, although Hamlet does make the joke that you're actually here for the wedding, and it was done very quickly so they could use the same caterers. It's a joke on Hamlet's part, and it just shows that warmth that there is between the two characters. Now, at the very opening of the play, Shakespeare showed us something quite otherworldly. He does that in a few of the plays. He does it in Macbeth, and he does it in Hamlet. In Macbeth, he provides us with a set of witches, and in Hamlet, he provides us with a ghost. The question is it real? Was it what they think it was? It could be an hallucination. It could be a demon. It could be many things. But they are fairly convinced that it's the ghost of Hamlet's father. And who are the first people they come to talk to it about? Hamlet himself.
My father, methinks I see my father.
Where, my lord?
In my mind's eye, Horatio.
I saw him once. He was a goodly king.
He was a man. Take him for all in all. I shall not look upon his like again.
My lord, I think I saw him yesternight.
Saw? Who?
My lord, the king your father.
The king my father?
Now, Horatio knows that this piece of news of the ghost is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is so out of anything that they might consider possible. But the fact that it's Horatio saying it, I mean, Hamlet as a scholar normally would just say, that's nonsense, there's no such thing as ghosts. But Horatio is saying it, and Hamlet takes the bait.
But where was this?
My lord, upon the platform where we watched.
Did you not speak to it?
My lord, I did, but answer made it none.
'Tis very strange. Hold you the watch tonight?
We do, my lord.
Armed, you say?
Armed, my lord.
From top to toe?
My lord, from head to foot.
Then saw you not his face?
Oh yes, my lord, he wore his beaver up.
What? Looked he frowningly?
A countenance more in sorrow than in anger.
Pale or red?
Nay, very pale.
And fixed his eyes upon you?
Most constantly.
I would, had I been there.
It would have much amazed you.
Very like, very like. His beard was grizzled, no?
It was, as I've seen it in his life, a sabre silvered.
Now, you'll notice through this, Hamlet is testing them. He keeps questioning. He keeps, was he pale or was he red? Very pale. And he fixed his eyes on you. He wasn't sort of sliding his eyes all over the place. Absolutely, constantly. His beard was grizzled. No, it wasn't. It was sable, it was beautifully smooth, and it was silver. It wasn't dirty, grey, grizzly thing. So what Hamlet is doing is saying, was it my father? Was it my father? And he's testing them with each question. Did he look like my father? And the answer each time is, yes.
I will watch tonight. Perchance 'twill walk again.
I warrant it will.
If it assume my noble father's person, I'll speak to it. Though hell itself should gape and bid me hold my peace.
Hamlet has now been completely hooked. Whatever this thing is, it certainly seems to be his father, and he's got to find out. And that'll be his next task. And thank you to Sam Clark, to Connor Duffy, to Dan Fallon, and to Emma Duffy for that splendid rendition.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.